pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us on this final Monday of April. Where in the hell did this month go?
Boom. A lot of baseball.
What are you doing in the offseason? I don't know. It was a month long.
Yeah, we thought it'd slow down. This month, as you look at the calendar, certainly did not slow down for us.
It's unbelievable, and if you missed any of the great interviews we've had throughout the month of April, including the latest New York Jet, Danny Woodhead, on Friday, go to the ESPN podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. All you have to do, ESPNSuperstation.com, and click on the podcast. Many great interviews throughout the month, including a last Friday had the Nebraska baseball coach Mike Anderson on, as we said, Danny Woodhead, a ton of folks earlier in the month talking spring football for the Huskers as well, and all of those podcasts are available today. Coming up on the program today, we're into that time now where spring sports are starting to wind down. We get into the postseason. We're going to be talking track, soccer, and baseball this week. Today, Grand Island baseball coach Rick Kissick is going to join us. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little trap shooting because that's what's coming up, the Cornhusker trap shoot at Donovan. Going to talk with Rocky Hoffman about that. Talk a little track on Wednesday with Vince Pelster from St. Cecilia. Also, soccer districts begin today. We'll be keeping you up to date on that. So a lot of things going on the local scene. But, of course, the number one thing over the weekend, South Dakota softball.
Yeah!
We'll be giving you an update on that a little bit later on in the program as we go to the land where Dances with Wolves was filmed. Also, the NFL draft. NFL draft occurring this weekend, and I can't find a bigger bit of irony in the whole draft. I guess it would be after the draft, Danny Woodhead signing with the Jets, working with Bill Callahan.
Yeah, I think a lot of people point that out right away, and I think Bill Callahan's name has been brought up quite a bit in the last 24 hours, being the pipeline to the NFL that he was, getting three Nebraska Cornhuskers drafted.
Now, again, you can't even go there. What was that, his first draft class? Were all these guys drafted? Bo Rude was not a draftee of Bill Callahan. So you can't go there, all right?
But with everybody else.
You can't go there.
You can go there.
How can you go there?
You look down the list of people that didn't get drafted. Andre Jones, Steve Octavian. Those are Bill Callahan guys.
Okay.
Nowhere drafted.
Was there anywhere that I never even saw Andre Jones' name even considered to be drafted?
Yes. Sam Keller?
Yeah, brought him in.
No chance.
Yeah, has not contacted him.
If you're not shocked right now that Maurice Purify and Sam Keller.
Mo Purify, stay out of trouble. How can you blame Bill Callahan for three Huskers getting drafted yesterday? That's insane. I will shut your mic off and we will end the show right now. I come in on a Monday in a good mood and you come up with something that's just stupid. That's idiotic.
With all the talent that Bill Callahan shoved?
Wait for a couple of years. You can't be bringing in guys that they were just trying to get some people in here.
But these are people that he sold, like a Zach Bowman, like a Maurice Purify.
Bowman got hurt. He would have been higher in the draft.
Come to me. This is a
gateway.
Why do you
have to bash Bill Callahan? It's over. Let it go. Let it go. Seriously. All right, Husker Nation, I'm putting it out to you right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. Should Daddy shut the hell up and let Bill Callahan let it go? He's gone. You are Bo Pelini. Let's quit bashing Bill Callahan. It's fun. If you want to make fun of Bill Callahan, that's one thing. But to bash him because only three Huskers were drafted is totally off base. Totally. You think I'm off base? You can tell me. I'll cut you off. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It amazes me as I continue with this.
Wow.
It amazes me that we talked the whole draft and the first thing you have to do is bash Bill Callahan. 2 days of the draft and the first thing you do is bash Bill Callahan. We knew there wouldn't be a lot of Huskers drafted this weekend.
Well, I think a lot of people thought that there would be Huskers drafted in the in early in the second round to the third round, and that being Carl Nix. When you got 4 hours into the draft, like it was yesterday, and still no Huskers were taken, I think everybody was took a deep breath back.
Chris from Bertrand wants to chime in, guys.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, Tony. We were promised glitz, glamour, those sort of things, and nothing happened.
That's exactly right. Nothing happened. Nothing happened until the fifth round. I mean, what, Sam Keller, he was obviously promised a job.
You wanted Sam Keller to start last year. Don't even say you didn't.
Because of all the smoke screens and the sales pitch that we got. Heck yes.
Wow. I am sitting here stunned.
This was the NFL Network. That's what the spring game was on, showing, boy, you want to come here? It wasn't me that said it.
Did you?
It was said on the NFL Network.
It was cool to be on the NFL Network? He was trying to establish a program at that time. He was trying to get people to come to Nebraska. He had a national, or at least five houses in the nation, watching the NFL Network. What does that have to do with who got drafted yesterday? If Bill Callahan was a coach here for 8 years and nobody was getting drafted in the next, 3 years down the road, then I can understand your argument.
Doug, I still go back to, I think that a lot of people looked at the opportunity to come play for Bill Callahan because of that was his big sales pitch. I will get you to the next level. He didn't do that.
Let's find out in a couple of years. If you want to keep that, if that's all you want to worry about, it's the past, then let's do it. Let's do it.
I started looking at the future last October. I believe, that's when I started looking ahead for Nebraska football.
Derek, can you effort the 2004 NFL draft?
Yep.
See, I know that might be tough to pin it down, but I want to see the Huskers draft class in 2004. I want to see who was selected in the 2004 NFL draft from the Huskers. So let me get this right. Coach Bill Callahan was here 4 years, right? 04, 05, 06, 07. I'm interested to see the Frank Solich people that went in 2004.
There were more.
You have anything positive to say about the draft? Or, I mean, you just want to talk about something that doesn't mean anything.
Well, you want to break down teams. I think that Dallas, our team, did exactly what they wanted to do. They got their compliment from Marion Barber. They got the running back that they initially wanted, said they were going to take all along. And then it was a little bit surprising, although you do not know the status of Pac-Man Jones, to come back and get the South Florida, Michael Jenkins out of South Florida, when you're kind of throwing the dice there. Many people think he's going to be a backup in the league, provide you some depth there, but not a starting position. How many of these people in the NFL, wide receivers or cornerbacks, Doug, come in and make an impact right away? Are there anybody? I mean, does anybody stand out?
By watching, if you're going from the broad scale, by watching and listening and reading and all of the folks that were working on the draft and after the draft, they seem to think the folks that make the most impact immediately can be at defensive tackle and possibly running back. Defensive tackle, possibly running back. So I guess you don't look a lot at. I didn't hear safeties and corners a lot. When it comes to safety and corners, it seems to me that you draft speed and you draft the tallest guy that is the fastest, and that's pretty simple.
Are you surprised that no more Cornhuskers got taken, Doug, especially in Maurice Pierre-Paille?
Well, I am shocked that Bo Rude was drafted. Absolutely floored, shocked that Bo Rude was drafted. Not that he's not good, bad. I don't have an opinion on whether he's good or bad or not. Just shocked. And I have to wonder if a little of that has to do with having a brother, Barrett, being very successful with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, knowing, you know what? We know Barrett. We know he's a good football player. He was not, he was drafted a little higher than Bo obviously was, but good character, good family, good city, good program at Nebraska traditionally. and a brother that has made it in the National Football League. I think that played more into Bo Root being selected than anything that he did on the field. Now, Carl Nix, I think we said on the program, or I said on the program Friday, he'll probably go early third round from what everybody was saying. Surprised there. Zach Bowman to the Bears? Not surprised. The Bears kind of like what Nebraska does a little bit. Now we just got to keep these guys healthy. You know, Mike Brown, Zach Bowman. I was surprised nobody took a shot at Mo Purify. I mean, if you're going to talk about guys, there was a lot made of some players. The Michigan wide receiver. I'm trying to think of the guy in the first that they kept bashing, because Malcolm Kelly was one of them. We don't know injuries, off the field problems. You know what we're going to do with these guys, and you know, usually when it comes down to the pros, they just go ahead and they say, we don't care about the character. We're taking a guy because he looks like he could make a team. And I'm talking about down the way a little bit. I was a little surprised that he did not make it.
You know, I was a little surprised at the speed, obviously, this year, going by so much faster and so much more going on. I like the shortened draft. It seemed to be too long. They kind of ran out of things to talk about in years past. Not this year, especially that first round. You look at quarterbacks, and they broke down these quarterbacks. Baltimore taking that Joe Flacco. He's 6'7". Now, I don't know, you know, how many people realize that before that was pointed out on Saturday. 6'7", 240 pounds of quarterback. You know, that's Delaware? Okay. Well, perhaps. I think some of these running backs, like a Rashard Mendenhall, I think it's maybe a plus that they come out early, they don't get into their... You know, they don't have all the carries. They don't have all the beating that the body has to take going forward. Like, an Adrian Peterson. Somebody that gets hurt. Somebody that gets some time off resting, come in and be healthy and be full tilt, full throttle ahead. I think that's a plus.
Larry from Loop City is on the line for you.
Larry, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
How are you guys today?
Well, it's Monday, and I already want to punch him.
I'm just going to tell you right now, it's a watershed day on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the first time after listening to this show since its inception, Daddy couldn't be more right and Doug couldn't be more wrong.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter, even if it's all not for real, any day you can pound Bill Callahan into the ground, the world is a better place. I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter if it's right or if it's wrong. Let him have it. I'm having a great time. It's the best show so far you guys have ever had.
Thanks, Larry. You're the best call we've ever had.
All right, keep going with the show.
Wow. But he points, he makes my point for me. It doesn't matter if it's right or it's wrong. That's your point. You are bashing Bill Callahan. It doesn't matter. The Pope could anoint him a saint, and you would have something wrong with Bill Callahan. You know, it wouldn't matter what it is.
Fair enough. I agree with that. I just think we were promised so many things. So, well, Derek has just proved my other point that you thought was totally off base. How many people?
According to a quick little count here, it looks like 5 Huskers were drafted in 2004. DeMario Williams was the first one to go with pick 101. And what would that have been? Round 4?
That was round 4, yep.
Round 4, okay. Jamal Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, you making your case? Josh Sewell, Ryan Bingham, Trevor Johnson. I will take the 3 drafted yesterday, combine their years, and they will equal what that class put in the NFL, because all this class has is DeMario Williams. Agree or disagree? Bo Root is probably going to make the roster because they need linebackers. No doubt in my mind, Zach Bowman makes the roster. And I think Carl Nix, although as he's going to the Saints, I don't know enough about what the Saints needed to see. But I
think all 3 of these people land on a roster. Okay. I agree with that. Now you go back to that. Yeah, well, you look in hindsight. Had a couple offensive linemen. Ryan Bingham
was more quality, because you hate Jamal Lord more than any Husker that ever suited it up.
No, Grigsby.
This just in, is Carolina your favorite team?
Unbelievable. No, and they're off my radar.
Doug and Daddy Nation want to know if you are now donning Panther gear. as Courtney Grigsby has signed a free agent contract with Carolina.
What are they thinking? Obviously lacking in the return department. That's got to be first off, but there's absolutely no way. There's absolutely no way. What are they doing?
That brings us to our Prairie Hills Poll and One question. The Prairie Hills Poll and One, where they know it's a great day to be out golfing, and they want you to stop by and see them 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. It's half-price Monday. If your game is still a little rusty and you want to get on the simulator or just practice on the simulator, it is half-price Monday. Clubhouse is stocked with refreshments. And if you're ready to get outside, come see the brand-new remodeled clubhouse and meet the challenging course at Prairie Hills. Check it out with Kurt, Nick, and Curtis. They are there 7 days a week. Call for a tee time. Talk them today. You can find out more at their website, Prairie Hills Golf, prairiehillsgolf.com, prairiehillsgolf.com. Find out more today at Prairie Hills. The Prairie Hills poll and one question this week, will Danny Woodhead make the New York Jets roster? Yes, no, or not the Jets, but he will play in the NFL. Will Danny Woodhead make the New York Jets roster? Daddy, your vote.
I can't believe.
Unbelievable. Did you just prove my point? Follow your argument. No, he's not going to make it. Callahan will screw him. I can't believe you didn't
know. I believe somebody will give Danny Woodhead a chance on a roster to make the team. And I'm talking he will make a 53-man roster and play in the NFL. Now, I don't know the Jets' return situation. I think he's going to have to play a couple, three probably special teams to make that team, and I think he's willing to do that, whether that's the Jets or not, but I think he will play.
North Platte to a smaller city, Shadron, where they actually have rodeo as a sport, to New York City, or New Jersey, however you want to look at it, to play for the New York Jets, Jets. Our friends in Omaha will have a ball with New York Callahan today. J-E-T-S. That spells Jets. Husker fan?
Well, I can admit to that. I made a mistake.
That's one thing. You bring up the Jets fans. Somebody has got to get those people in cages. Because they are a menace. To show up, to have 55-year-old guys in their Curtis Martin jerseys with their hands in the air just screaming at the top of their lungs for 5 and 6 hours during the first round. Every pick that somebody else makes, they boo them. And then the Jets get there, and they're chanting, Vernon Golston, and just going crazy. But the guy with the goatee at the top on the top of the deal, Derek, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
just screaming.
Yeah, I saw him too.
Just absolutely unload, just for 5 hours. Every time they show the guy, it wasn't like when the camera was on him. Because he would be looking the other direction, just be screaming hysterically.
That's the downfall of Red Bull. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. You know you're going to be doing a lot of things this summer, so make sure that you keep your vehicle or boat or golf cart in great shape. We go to Ken, who says, Doug, amen, 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 I say, brother. Put a rag in his mouth. Now to the current recruits. I saw an article in the World Herald that Nebraska stole a prize recruit from Syracuse and Army. Whee! Now that's a find. I have a confidant who is highly regarded in the recruiting business. He tells me Bo is not a good recruiter, and if he hopes to field a decent team, he better learn how to recruit. Ken.
We'll see.
Wait, huh? We're gonna see on that. We're gonna wait on that. Is that what we're gonna do? We're gonna wait on that, but we're not gonna wait on the next couple drafts. Okay. The man he may be talking about is linebacker Sean Beaudemont. Also plays running back. 6 foot, 190 pounds, out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Runs a 4.62 40. They're looking to use him at inside linebacker, and he gave his commitment on Friday. He was at the spring game, by the way.
What'd they say, 100 recruits at the spring game? I think that's kind of a crazy number, because obviously you can't offer 100 recruits. I don't know if you'd dangle.
Did anybody confuse you as a recruit?
No.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
You want a flat panel TV but can't afford it? Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. We recommend Vizio as we did a year ago. Vizio.com. Fastest growing flat panel company in America. That's shaking up the industry. A 32-inch LCD under $600. A 47-inch 1080p LCD under $1,700. They are the HD TV of you, the people. I've got one and love it. Vizio is available at Circuit City, Sears, Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's, and Walmart.
Baby Ruth, the official candy bar of Major League Baseball, is proud to introduce the seventh inning stretch. Now, I know what you're thinking. The seventh inning stretch already exists. It's when we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Well, you're right. Except this Baby Ruth seventh inning stretch is a limited edition candy bar, and it's so loaded with peanuts, caramel, and nougat that there's 30% more of it to savor. It's the perfect way to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The Baby Ruth seventh inning stretch from Nestle. Savor the good stuff.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Kansas City Royals will hit the road this week, beginning a three-game series at Texas on Tuesday night. You can hear the action right here on ESPN Radio. The Nebraska baseball team will begin an eight-game homestand on Tuesday as they welcome in Western Illinois at 6:35 and a Wednesday matinee at 1:35. Louisiana Lafayette comes in for games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as it is the Huskers' bye week in the Big 12. The UNK baseball team will wrap the regular season at Colorado Mines beginning Friday night at 8 o'clock. The Hastings College baseball team has wrapped up the regular season, now awaits today's play to see if they make the GPAC tournament, while the Hastings College softball team has made it into the GPAC tournament that begins Thursday at the Smith Complex. The UNK softball team will play in the first round of the RMAC tournament Thursday against Adams State, and the Nebraska softball team is in action Wednesday as they host Kansas in a doubleheader, then welcome in Missouri Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Hello, this is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see lots of sunshine across the area as we head through the day today. High temperatures will stay up around 60 with an east wind developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies turn partly cloudy and will fall off to around 36 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. Then on Tuesday, we'll head up to around 71 for a high. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot. I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll have some breaking news for you coming up here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, Rick Kissick, Grand Island Baseball, and a lot more draft talk here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
But coming up in your fields this year is more Dynagrow than ever been planted before. I'm telling you right now, though, if you're lacking seed, thinking about maybe moving some of those corn acres to soybean acres, they want you to know at Dynagrow, they have 90 germ soybeans available from a mid-group 2 to mid-group 3 maturity. Call 1-800-652-9298 for more information on available seed. Call today. You can go through several corn hybrids. They've still got seed available, 57V05, 57B94, 55B831. All have won first place. They can give you test plot data to prove their point. Call your local Dynagrow Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Dynagrow is growing in your fields now.
Can I go to the Dent Popper inbox?
You're going to have to, Doug.
This email from concerned fan. Point of interest for Big Daddy is what it says here. Just as a point of interest, Lincoln High's girls soccer team has been outscored 168-0 this year. They are currently 0-15 with one regular season game remaining today against Omaha Northwest. Northwest is currently 0-12 and has been outscored 144-0. And then a follow-up email says, "Oop, that crucial Lincoln High Omaha Northwest girls soccer match, not the regular season finale, Instead, it is a first-round district game. That is good news because someone has to score. From concerned fan. Oh, my God. And you say I dislike Class A? Defend that.
That is
pathetic. 312 to nothing.
That is pathetic at its patheticity.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I would have never picked this up, you know, because I just don't take a look deep into the Class A girls' soccer standings. But districts do begin today, and there will be a lot better games coming up on Tuesday and Thursday. But 0-15 against 0-12 in Omaha and Lincoln, where they can play all the time, have so many club teams. How is that possible? Not, I can understand everybody once in a while loses a game. But to go an entire season and not punch one in the net?
Open enrollment. It's wow. It screwed everything up.
Well, one of the reasons that this team had just had their five-game winning streak snap, the reason they had their five-game winning streak to begin, was they were putting runs on the board. 19, 8, 20, 13, 14. Grand Island baseball team hoped to be warming up at the right time, and they've got a big doubleheader today. But we are going to talk baseball that still remains this week. And the districts that are coming up with the head baseball coach at Grand Island Senior High, Rick Kissick, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Man, how do you guys coach these high school kids? It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, just listening in, the open enrollment's probably helped us the last couple of years. We got Josh Smith from Kearney, and then Luke Ferrer came over from Lincoln High, so it's kind of helped us. It's never easy, though. It's a constant struggle when you rely on a 16, 17, 18-year-old to follow through with game plans. And, you know, the thing I found in my 15 years is, you know, it's a lot harder losing for us coaches than it is for young guys. They're very, very equipped to bounce back much quicker than us old people are.
Rick, you guys 22 games in, which is very, very surprising for the casual high school baseball fan because just the weather situation we've faced this year. When did you guys feel comfortable getting outside and playing?
Well, you know, really, you know, this year, you know, last couple of years, we had so many games postponed, and we were so doggone deep. And this year, you know, we've had some injuries early that we've kind of had to wait for kids to come back on or from. And so, you know, really the last 2 or 3 weeks, we feel like, you know, we're finally representing the style of baseball we expect. But, you know, you get inside for 3 or 4 days in a row, and it's never good. And then when you go back outside, you're just kind of frustrated that we don't have these $15 million facilities to go indoor and practice. So maybe that's a recruiting tool we need.
we'll talk to a few of the folks. I think I found a few of those folks that might have been at the Bosselman this last weekend that could help you out. Lincoln North Star, you played Saturday, split a doubleheader there. This is one of the most quality teams. In fact, you played them early in the month. But since that Papillion tournament, which was probably the highlight of the season, you beat a 21-4 Papillion La Vista South team on their own field. But North Star really since then has been your toughest competition, and you were able to split over the weekend with them.
Well, it was a good win for us. We had a chance against Hyatt, who beat us, who's one of the better pitchers in the state. And then we rebounded in the second game and really took it to them pretty good. We've always, you know, since that first couple of teams we had, we felt like our schedule was a little soft at the end and hurt us. We really upgraded it, and this is really a death schedule with North Star, and then we got number 2 West tonight and Southwest tomorrow. You know, and the advantage Omaha gets is not only are they close and can play, but they don't require double headers. You know, everybody's so close, you can go one game and go home, and we're going to go 6 games in 4 days, and that's just tough. And then Columbus, who's kind of a, you know, we're their rival at some degrees in baseball on Wednesdays, so we have a tough week for us.
Yeah, Daddy, Millard West today, Lincoln Southwest Road tomorrow, Columbus comes up on Wednesday, and then couple days off to hopefully get refreshed for the districts, which Grand Island is hosting.
Well, that sounds like a lot of missed school, so I like that.
Well, you know, that's not always bad, but not as much as you think. You know, we're trying to get the golfer schedule and start playing our games at 9 or 10, then we can miss as much.
Well, Rick, Millard West today, wow. Talk about that matchup.
Well, it's always, you know, it really is one of those games every year that is, you know, we build a lot on it. You know, last year they snapped our 19-game win streak, and then we were able to come back in second game and beat them pretty handily. You know, a couple years ago they were number one, and we never recovered. So we're really trying not to make it such a big game, but you just can't fight that, you know, with, you know, Coach Ryan has a 5 second place finishes and, you know, just an incredible resume, and the program, they're just stacked. I mean, you know, I'd encourage anybody in the listening area, you know, we got Cash, who is one of the top 200 prospects in all of the country, throwing tonight in game one, and they're just loaded with pitchers. So they were going to bounce back with Eric. So we're going to throw two of our top guns at him tonight, and so it should be good baseball.
Rick, when I look down you guys' scores and you go back to the last 2 years, you guys have been so strong in the pitching department that you can go deep and it didn't really matter who was going for you. That was the strength. Boy, you guys are putting up runs this year. Is offense the strength of this team?
Well, it has been. I mean, I remember last year when we did this, we talked about wanting to redshirt some pitchers because we couldn't get them on the mound. And, you know, this year, you know, our top two have been really good, and Eric has come back from arm problems from the summer, so he's gotten back late. We just haven't had the depth we've had in the past, and some of our scores, if you get on the website and look, I mean, we've taken some beatings that we don't normally take, and that's a little bit of youthfulness on the mound, and we've had to outslug people, and like I said, you know, Saturday we hit very good pitchers, and tonight we'll see two good pitchers too.
Rick Kissick, head baseball coach at Grand Island, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And again, you're 11-11. You've talked about how the season's kind of went, yet you own wins over Millard North, who's 18-4, Papillion South, who's 21-4. You've beaten Lincoln North Star, and the point is you're getting to districts, and Millard North is in your district. You get to host it at Ryder Park. You're going to have to take on Papillion La Vista, not La Vista South, but that's who you get in the first round. All this, I suppose, is just to make sure this week to get ready for Saturday.
Well, that's the plan. That's why we've got Cash going today so he can get a full rest into that Saturday's game. You know, it's one of those situations where, you know, I think people look at us 11-11 and kind of could mislead you. You know, we've really battled through injuries. Our starting catcher's been out. Our starting middle infielder's been out. Our number two pitcher's been out. So, you know, right now we're a very good baseball team on the field, and, you know, we're one of those teams every year that people look at as being dangerous, and I think with our tradition, I think we expect a little more than be dangerous, but you got to win that first one. We had it happen to us a couple years ago where we were beat by a 1-19 team, and so you got to play them one game at a time, and that's what this week is for, is hopefully get enough guys at bats and get the pitchers built to the level we need him to go and be successful.
Rick, you mentioned Cash being one of the top 200 prospects in the country. What are the chances for Husker baseball fans that he'll end up in Lincoln and won't be taken in the draft?
Well, I don't know. It's been one of those experiences. You know, we've had more scouts than I've been around. You know, and some of them probably don't like me as well as I would like, especially the White Sox. I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I had to let him know that. He didn't like that very well. I don't know. I know he's going to be drafted, or I feel very confident he's going to be drafted, and that's something for him and his parents to decide. You know, I think the advantage that Nebraska may have is, you know, that he's being scouted as a pro pitching prospect, and he's a heck of a hitter like Johnny was and a heck of a fielder. And so he may decide that he wants to play the field and swing the bat. So that would be certainly an advantage Nebraska would have.
And, of course, Nebraska is going to need a new bullpen catcher. You guys got anybody going down there to replace Rusty?
Hey, you know what? We do everything we can to get some air time. You know? We do what we can. So.
Hey, Rick, last question I got for you here. You guys are playing pretty early Saturday. The reason for that, A, and B, I want to jump ahead in case you get Millard North next Monday. What's dangerous about them? Who will they be throwing at you?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not, you know, I think that there's some proms that Saturday night. I think that's why it's pushed the games up. I would like to have them prime time. You know, we could get as many people as we could later in the day. You know, Millard North is, you know, last year snapped their, 19 straight years of going to state. They're always a perennial power. They're just very solid. I would say, honestly, when we had that cutoff date a week ago, you know, we were in prep and in fear of going in West District, and we had to really beat a sewer team, and we kind of took it to them a little bit. And you know, some of the questions why we needed that win to jump all the way into North District. So, you know, we just felt better in that. And having played them, you know, they threw their ace. I can't remember the young man's name early. And so, you know, our dilemma is going to be, again, you guys in the media, now you remember this come Saturday night or Monday, our dilemma is whether or not to throw cash Saturday against Papillion or try to save him Monday against North, where, you know, cash is one of the best in the state, but you got to get to Monday. So, you guys got any advice for me on that one?
Throw him first. You got to get to Monday, I say.
He's young, throw him both days.
You know what? That's what I'd like to do. You know, like, I'm going to use you if I have to do that, you guys will have to be my source.
Well, just get up on Papillion about 8-0 in the first inning. That'll take care of the problem.
That's right.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend. Hopefully we can catch up with you before maybe a state appearance for you guys.
All right, thanks, sir.
Rick Kissick, the head baseball coach at Grand Island. And again, if you like baseball and Grand Island baseball crazy, and I'm going to tell you what, if you're a baseball fan anywhere, tonight it's Monday. This is prime time. I think the weather's going to be good enough with a jacket to go out to the fine facilities there in Grand Island and watch that doubleheader with Millard West and Grand Island. Cash Kilkowski going tonight for Grand Island, and that should be two great games. Millard West highly rated at 22-5. We're going to take a break, come back, a little more football news. We're going to talk about really what happened in baseball and softball for UNK and Hastings and the Huskers this weekend, and some breaking news concerning an area football coach. And we're going to pass that along to you when we come back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. You know, go to my PC. My opinion, best remote access service out there. If you haven't tried it, let me explain how it works. Go to MyPC lets you access your office PC from any computer. All you need, an internet connection. You first sign up for a free trial with the promo code Colin. Download the software in just 2 minutes. Log on to gotomypc.com with your username and secure password. Click the connect button and your office desktop instantly appears. Now you have complete access to everything on your desktop and network. Work on your office PC just as if you were sitting right there. I've used GoToMyPC before. It's easy, and once you use it, it's hard to imagine life without it. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I've got an exclusive 45-day free trial offer just for my listeners. This offer is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see lots of sunshine across the area as we head through the day today. High temperatures will stay up around 60 with an east wind developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies turn partly cloudy and will fall off to around 36 with a southeast wind of 5 to 15. Then on Tuesday, we'll head up to around 71 for a high. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 45.
Work it, make it, do it, makes us older, better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man.
Our back Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Obviously, the weather's improving, but the one thing that hasn't improved so far this spring, your golf game. If there's one place that you need to go to improve that golf game, it's 8 Target Greens. There's yardage boards updated as the yardage switches. There's a short game area. You can work on your sand play along with your putting. That's right, the Kearney Golf Center. Call today, 308-234-6543. We've got a lighted driving range. Kevin Kamrath offers individual lessons or group instruction. Custom-built clubs, whether it be irons, woods, or whole sets, need some grips? You get same-day service with Kevin Kamrath at the Kearney Golf Center, 234-6543. All your golf supply needs, bags, putters, balls, gloves, grips, club repair, reshafting, grips, adjust loft and lie. Kevin Kamrath, Kearney Golf Center, 234-6543.
Where's the Kearney Golf Center at, Daddy?
It's just south of UNK along Highway 30.
All right, man. Thanks, bud. Thanks, bud. Got breaking news. Oh, wait a minute. First of all, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. This is unbelievable. We're going to the Dent Popper inbox. This is from Bill in D.C. Bill wants to know, what do I and Roger Clemens have in common? We did not have sexual relations with that woman. That's from Bill in D.C. via New York. Breaking news. The University of Nebraska at Kearney football team has lost its second assistant coach in a month's time. Cesar Rivas Sandoval, who was the defensive line and linebacker coach for the Lopers the past couple of seasons, has taken a job with Tennessee Martin, a team that is going to see some solid opponents, a 1AA. Well, whatever you want to call it now, it's in Appalachian State's division. I wish they would just go back to the old, because what they're saying now is doesn't make any sense. But best of luck to Cesar Rivas Sandoval. He's moving on to Tennessee Martin, gets an opportunity to move up in division, move up in a lot of different ways, I'm sure. And, you know, we're going to hate to see Cesar go, but we're going to hate to see Jen go even more.
Cesar will now be the linebacker / special teams coordinator at Tennessee Martin. So congratulations on that job advancement, and best of luck. Going to get a chance to face Auburn and South Florida, he informed me. So best of luck, and you better shore up your special teams with those two games. Strap it up pretty good, because those big boys are going to be bringing it. And obviously they play those games for that financial, the financial support. Probably runs the rest of the program for the rest of the year.
Unbelievable. One other thing, as we get to softball, as we get to baseball, it's time now for your University of South Dakota softball update. They played in Mankato, Minnesota, rain all the way up there. And we'll get to that on Hastings here in a little bit. But it has kind of hurt the play up there. The GPAC has not really solidified their softball and baseball. They should have the tournament brackets out today, but because there were some rainouts, they're trying to make those games up today, and then the brackets will come out. And Hastings baseball needs some things to happen to make the postseason tournament. The softball team is in, just not sure what seed yet, although they're lingering around that 8 seed. Hastings College is hosting the GPAC softball tournament this Thursday and Friday at the Smith Complex. Last Thursday, South Dakota softball split a doubleheader with Augustana, winning 10-8, losing 8-5, and then went to North Mankato, Minnesota. Because you don't want to get on the south side of Mankato. I'm going to tell you that right now. At the Minnesota State Tournament, edged by Central Missouri State 2-1. And then thumping Concordia St. Paul 5-1. They will take part in the North Central Conference Tournament that begins this Friday and Saturday in Duluth, Minnesota.
Best of luck, ladies. We're thinking about you.
Go South Dakota softball. Go South Dakota softball. Back to the Dent Popper inbox here in just a moment. But first, I want to finish up the UNK and Hastings baseball information that we have for you. Hastings baseball over the weekend. They swept the doubleheader yesterday from Concordia, and then they split that doubleheader with Doan on Friday. And so now they're waiting to see how things happen today. They really need Dort to lose one of two games today. It appears they have a screwy, it sounds to me, they don't go head-to-head to break the tiebreakers. They go, how'd you do against the best team in the conference? And Hastings, 1-1 against Northwestern, would win a lot of them, but so was Dort. And then the next tiebreaker is how they did against the second team, and then Hastings would lose that. So Hastings needs Dort to lose at least one game today, and things would look a lot better for Hastings College. As we told you, the softball team's in. UNK baseball. They lost the first two to Regis, then came back and won the last two, 3-2 and 8-6. So they're still a half game back of Regis in the Plains division. And they go out to Colorado Mines to wrap up the regular season this weekend. So good luck to Damon Day and the crew. Jared Lushing getting his fifth win yesterday. And spurred on by the charter bus salute Saturday at Dryden Park. The UNK softball team goes 4-0, and they needed to, and they beat Colorado Springs this weekend. They won the first game Saturday. Second game was suspended, so they had to finish that yesterday, 3-2. 3-2, first game of a doubleheader, and then 6-2. And the Lopers, which game was it? They trailed the first game of the double dip 2-1 with two outs and nobody on in the seventh. Then an infield single, an error, and senior Molly Lagerack, who went 4-for-4, tied the game with a double to center. Then a single from Blair's sophomore Kelsey Smith brought home the winning run. And the Lopers will be the seventh seed and head out to the tournament in Colorado, where they will play Adams State on Thursday.
Why not get a little excitement this weekend?
Nebraska baseball wishing it would have rained a little longer yesterday. They were rained out Friday. Johnny Dorn and the boys came back, swept the doubleheader Saturday. First time they've ever done that at Baylor. In fact,
first time they ever done that anywhere.
That they'd won a series at Baylor. And then yesterday it sounded like they weren't going to get the game in. They were going to be rained out. They got it in, and Baylor scored 4 in the first. And if you saw the highlights last night, it's a real head-scratcher. One run should have scored, and they scored 4. They had a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation.
Bloop.
Hit a bloop that the shortstop dropped, fired home, barely safe. Why wouldn't you throw that to third? Surprising that it wasn't an infield fly rule. Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe the kid tagged from third.
It was one of those. It was kind of a bizarre baseball play that you hear about.
Maybe a bad hop or just an error at second. However you want to look at it, should have ended the inning in a double play. One run would have scored. Instead, 4 runs score, and Nebraska's not able to come back from that. But the Huskers got out of Baylor with 2 wins, and that is take it and get out, take it and run. And now it's your bye week in the Big 12, 8-game homestand. Against 5 non-conference, and then A&M comes in next week.
The surprising thing that I don't think a lot of people realize or anybody realized until it was pointed out in the newspapers, Nebraska all-time in Waco, Texas, 1-12 entering this weekend. They had won one ball game, and you think about the team since Nebraska joined the Big 12. All the good baseball teams that went down there, never had they won a series. They only won one game, so they doubled their win total ever with a doubleheader sweep on the road in Waco, Texas. So that's all you wanted going down there.
This is from the Dent Popper inbox from Mike in St. Paul. Just for your information, Ryan Bingham is still with the Chargers. Yes, he is. We were talking about the 2004 Nebraska draft compared to the 3 players that were taken. Ryan Bingham, one of those, along with DeMario Williams, that is still in. Started 2 games for the San Diego Chargers last year, totaled 39 tackles. For San Diego last year. The 2 games that he started last year, the first 2 that he started in his career. So the key there is he's made his 3 years in the NFL, and now he's set for life. Probably going to hurt, but set for life. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, but not before I tell you that, can you believe it? As we said, soccer districts start today. Baseball districts are this weekend. Track is getting into conference, and soon state will be here. And when that's all done, it's time for baseball and softball. And whether you have fast pitch or slow pitch needs, Little League or Legion needs, they've got the gear you need at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. If you need a little bat for the little guy, got one. You big, strong softball player named Ricky, you get big, strong softball bat. And you hit home run. They've got anything you need. Gloves, bats, cleats, bat bags. Time to order uniform for summer gear. They've got that for you as well. Stop by, see Steve and the gang today on the breaks, Misco Sports, and of course, you need shorts, you need practice gear. Still a little chilly out there. Maybe you want to go get a Husker sweatshirt to wear to tonight's baseball game between Grand Island and Millard West. Misco Sports has it for you on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
Make sure you're headed in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal. Let Cunningham's Journal be your home away from home. With great specials, it'll be hard to find a reason to leave. With our high-definition TVs and amazing specials, it might even be better than home. So join your friends and head in the right direction to Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Tired of going to one website for the weather, another for the news, and still another for the scoop from Hollywood? We were too. That's why we built HastingsLink.com. It's your connection to the world in one quick click. And at HastingsLink.com, you'll also find local news like engagements, births, lost and found pets, and more. And you can even post free local classified ads. Try it today. HastingsLink, LINK.com. Your link to Hastings and the world.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Talking a little draft on today's program. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about the Cornhusker Trap Shoot. That is the biggest event in, the nation. I'm going to double-check my info on that, especially for the high school kids going on at Donovan this weekend. We'll be talking about that. And, of course, we're going to be catching up with more on the draft, keep you updated on what's going on with some of the free agent signings as well.
Well, Doug, while you're out enjoying the weather the next few days, it's warming up, you need to make your yard a show place, and they can do that with Curbit.net. Matt and the gang, 308-237-4805. Call them today. Stamp curbing, border applications, it doesn't matter whether it's walkways, driveways, path markers, playgrounds, or sandboxes. Call Matt and the gang today. Want to install a pond? They can do it at Curbit.net. Check out all they've got to offer. Stamp curbing. You can give your curbing a unique touch of elegance. That's what they offer at Curbit. And I'm telling you right now, they're bringing life to landscapes, whether it be residential or commercial. You can call for a free estimate. Give Matt and the gang a call or check them out on the internet, Curbit.net today.
Absolutely unbelievable crowd at Fauner Park on Saturday. I've never seen that many people at Fauner, and that's, you know, if you're a little older than me, you probably have back in the day when they bust them in. But, ladies and gentlemen, what a day. Congratulations to our friend Pamela Hall over at BT's, because unbelievable, as much fun as we had with the Nuts the last couple of weeks. And may I say, that damn horse won.
Yeah.
I didn't have it. What was I thinking?
On the front end.
Steve Anderson
yield to the star,
bringing us home.
Countering company as the Nuts draws up alongside. They're quickly into the far turn at the quarter pole, and the Nuts goes on with it now by three parts of a length. It's the Nuts who's opened up two over the field. Yield the Storm, still a solid second. They're scrambling from off the pace for third, and here they come into the stretch. The Nuts going on with it, throwing a big race at 25-1. It's the Nuts first, Yield to the Storm a second. In the hot pursuit, here comes Wayzata Bay and Habaneros, but they're not going to get to the Nuts. He's done it in shocking fashion here in the Bosselman at Fauner Park. The Nuts is owned by Pamela Hall, trained by Stephen Hall, and ridden to victory this afternoon by Don Herber at a winning race time of 1:47 2/5 seconds.
I don't know how much the sloppy track had to do with it. Wayzata Bay didn't get let loose soon enough. I mean, if that was another two-pole, half a furl, whatever you want to say, but it wasn't. That's the bottom line. It wasn't. And I guess say what you want, the mud really did affect that race a little bit, but the Nuts was always towards the front. It was in the front three the whole race, made its move on the far turn, took the lead from Yield to the Storm, and, boy, you could see, you know, when they turn for home, you're going, where is Habaneros and Wayzata Bay? And here they're coming, but they were so far back that they never had a chance to catch
the Nuts. $52 winner.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, that's why he's a $52 winner, Doug. Nobody had him, or very few did.
It was every race was a big pay, too, by the way, at Fauner. So, it's the last weekend at Fauner this week. A lot of people taking off. Big payday, man. What? I don't know what I'm saying. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Fauner Park, though, this week we're going to talk more horse racing. Special guest to talk about the Kentucky Derby. Of course, Steve will join us later in the week to talk about that as the race season, live race season, we might add, wrapping up at Fauner Park. Don't forget simulcasting every day going on at Fauner Park as well. We want to thank Rick Kissick for joining us today to talk a little Grand Island baseball. They are home against one of the top teams in the state in a doubleheader today at Rider Park as they take on Millard West. Then they're at Southwest tomorrow. They host Columbus Wednesday, and they host the A5 District Saturday and Monday. Tomorrow, Cornhusker Trap Shoot, Rocky Hoffman. We're working on a couple of other special guests for you as well tomorrow. And we will have the tournament brackets for the GPAC Conference, let you know who Hastings College baseball and softball will be playing.
We look forward to you joining us again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and Kearney, 1550. To our friends in Hastings, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!